Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so glad you've joined us. Sharing a lift with us today is Cindy Martin from North Fork, California.
I stood on the patio watching a wildfire march across the ridge behind our home. A fierce wind called a mono wind, which can rage violently for several days, started to blow. Immediately, I turned to God, who is ever-present Spirit, with all my heart. Referring to God, a hymn from the Christian Science hymnal says, "Not in the storm, nor the earthquake, nor the wave. You're not in the wind, nor the flame. In the still of the evening, in the hush of the morning, call my name." This refers to God's message to the prophet Elijah, revealing the spiritual truth that God is not in violent, catastrophic forces, but is evidenced in what the Bible calls a still, small voice. Many years before this, a group of young women and I found ourselves in a raging windstorm while canoeing on a lake in the wilderness. Unable to make it to our camp, we were stranded on a remote beach. Turning to God for reliable help, I mentally denied that we were vulnerable mortals, moving in a material universe, governed by mindless physical forces. We were God's children, immortal and safe. The so-called ominous forces we faced, although they did seem outwardly impressive, were baseless materialistic beliefs that are nullified by understanding the all-encompassing power of God. Good. When I looked up after praying, the whole lake had calmed. Feeling divine love's presence helped us to see through the storm to the calm. So as I stood on the patio facing the fire and wind that threatened my community, my husband and I prayerfully challenged the fear that disaster was inevitable and relied on God's calming control. We trusted that only God's divine harmony can be witnessed. After praying this way, it wasn't surprising to us to see the wind die down. The next day's news reports mentioned the unexpected calm, which allowed the firefighters to get the upper hand. The fire was contained, and no structures were lost. I am so grateful to have seen the evidence of what Mary Baker Eddy says in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Moral and spiritual might belong to Spirit, which holds the wind in His fists.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.